In the music world, when one performer records a song made famous by another, the new version is called a cover. Here's a stunning example of a cover song that just arrived here the other day.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows if the stores are all closed. With a word, she can get what she came for.
That is country star Dolly Parton covering the heavy metal band Led Zeppelin's song, Stairway to Heaven. Now, as you may know, Dolly Parton is a songwriter herself, and in the 1990s, pop singer Whitney Houston had a hit with a song that Parton wrote and recorded several years earlier. You could keep going in this fashion from artist to artist, and if you did, you would have a cover chain. This potential linkage of one performer to another might have gone unnoticed by the world were it not for the efforts of a young man named Chris Heshong, who was intrigued by the concept.
And I thought, wouldn't it be great if I could put them in a chain where each one was related to the previous one in some way?
And this being a free country, there was no one to stop him. Chris Heshong made a list of songs that followed cover versions in a musical daisy chain. He posted his list on a website, hoping to get a few more examples to extend his list. And the web being the web, all bets were off. Thousands of entries came in. The list became a communal effort. Songs are added, corrections are made, and songs are taken off. The list grows, and the list shrinks.
For instance, the first chain that I started out with started with the Big Mama Thornton song Hound Dog, which Elvis Presley later released.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine.
After Presley singing Big Mama Thornton's song, you found Bob Dylan singing a Presley song.
Wise men say only fools rush in, but I can't help falling in love with you.
And then you had Jimi Hendrix covering the Dylan song All Along the Watchtower.
There must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody up in this world.
And from there on in, I just got to take it on faith from you, because the groups are The Cure and the song Just Like Heaven, and then the Dinosaur Jr. song Severed Lips. I don't know what these songs are, but I assume they're all covers.
Yeah, they are. The cover songs in our database range from the most obscure, only released on a 7-inch vinyl record, to famous songs that have been released hundreds of times.
Now, that's a chain right there of about half a dozen artists and songs, each one covering some song that was, if not written by, certainly made popular by the group or the singer before.
Right. We actually had to make a special rule to decide who would get credit for it. And so the rule we came up with was whoever released the song first. So that's why, even though Hound Dog is made most famous by Elvis Presley, it's in our database, it's counted as a Big Mama Thornton song.
Well, in order to add on to that chain of covers, you would either have to find some other group who recorded. This would have to actually be on a commercial release. Would you do this?
Right, either on a commercial release, or just because of the number of submissions, we finally sort of allowed maybe popular bootleg albums, if there's an easy way to get a hold of one of these songs. Mm-hmm.
So some group or some performer who sang some song originally released by the Blake Babies,
they would be able to extend this chain, yes.
Or in the other direction, some song that Big Mama Thornton did that actually had been released by somebody before her.
Exactly.
Did you succeed on either direction there, or did somebody?
I personally didn't. Those were the ones that I had in my personal music collection when I first started. And since then, through various submissions, we've generated all new chains that are much longer. Our currently, the longest chain, I think, is 84 songs long rather than six. Songs that I've never heard of have been covered dozens and dozens of times. There's a pretty wide variety in these chains by now as well. It sort of changes every day as we find errors, as new ones are added. There may have been some error somewhere in the chain, but then also the algorithm, which is used to generate these chains, it's not the most efficient, and it takes several hours to run, so sometimes it doesn't get them all.
The algorithm that's used to generate these chains?
We have over 20,000 songs, so it would take me personally a long time to go through each of the 20,000 and piece them together into these chains, so I wrote a computer program to figure that out for me. And the computer program, running straight, looking through all these songs, still takes about 2 hours to figure it out.
To figure out if if a particular group or recording artist has recorded something that was initially released by another group before them.
Well, the time it takes is to figure out how they all connect. For instance, there have been several hundred covers of Bo Diddley songs. There's 730 covers of Bo Diddley songs, actually, that we know about. So we have to go through each, if Bo Diddley is in the chain, we have to go through each, all 730 of these songs and figure out if they connect to something longer and if they connect and so on and so forth.
And has this become something that people go on the web and take part in and propose additions or deletions to the chain?
Exactly. That's when we started out, I had about 200 songs in our database, and I was hoping that we would get up to 1,000. That was 2 months ago. Now we have over 20,000 songs, and all those songs were put in by people on the internet.
And have you yet encountered the problem of somebody trying to slip in a link between some pop song and Verdi or someone like that who originally wrote the aria that it was adapted from?
We've had a few of those, yeah, mainly trying to get to Beethoven. And a lot of people, whether by accident or on purpose, I don't know, they put them in backwards. So we'll have things like Beethoven covering Aretha Franklin or something, which is obviously bogus.
And unlikely. We have to remove unlikely, those. Yes.
Yes.
He was deaf. Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Chris Heshong. You can find a link to his covers project at npr.org.